This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Lee Reynolds spent part of his childhood in rural southeastern Oklahoma in the 1950s. He came to the StoryCorps mobile booth with his son Chad and talked about growing up as the son of the area's only doctor.
So, where were you born and when were you born?
I was born on June 13th, 1950 in Newport, Rhode Island. And the reason Newport, Rhode Island was because my dad was a doctor and he was in the Navy and he was stationed in Newport during the Korean War. And shortly after I was born, about 6 months after I was born, he was out of the Navy and we moved back kind of like the grapes of wrath in the opposite direction, you know, with grandparents and everybody. And we ended up in a little bitty town called Weleka, Oklahoma, where my grandfather was the undersheriff at the time. And so that was an interesting situation going from what I remember, ending up in a little town where your own man's the only doctor in like three counties and in Oklahoma, and your granddad's the one of the sheriffs.
Paint a picture for me of what Weleka, Oklahoma looked like in 1955. Like, it was, are we talking about like Mayberry from...
Mayberry is far more sophisticated. actually, that would be kind of like going to New York City or the Big Apple from Weleka. Weleka was a little bitty town that at one point in time was involved very heavily in the railroad industry. It was a place where an intersection of a railroad went through, and you could actually, back in those days, hop on a train and go see my grandmother in Austin, go all the way to Austin, Texas, or anywhere you wanted to by a lot of trains.
There was a station in Weleka?
Absolutely. There was also, at the time, a movie theater and a public pool that my father had to shut down because of polio, the polio scare, and that was weird. So he was popular and unpopular at the same time, and at that point in time, polio was running rampant, and it was a spooky time. Our neighbor across the street had polio. Several people in the town had polio, and they had the old iron lungs and things of that nature.
Is it true that some of his patients in Weleka couldn't pay in money, so they would barter with him, and some of what they would barter with was, hey, Chuck, you can come hunt on my land?
Yeah.
And that he could hunt anywhere he wanted because of that.
Yeah, it was that for sure. But he had, back in the days when he was in Weleka, he had an old Stearman biplane, and they had a little Piper Cub, what's called a J4 Piper Cub, with big old balloon tires. And someone would call, and normally it was the lady that, the switchboard operator.
Gladys,
or whatever her name was. She called, say, Doc, you know, Rosa Sharon's having a baby, you know, you better get out there. And so they'd say, well, call him back and tell him to, like, stand out there and wave a flag. Is there a place I can land my plane? So sometimes he'd make house calls in the plane. And go do whatever he was going to do, and they'd pay him in chickens or pigs or whatever they could pay him in, or a side of beef, or mow the lawn, or whatever. Some could pay him, others couldn't. And I think if you had cash, you paid. If you didn't, well, he probably treated you anyway.
That's amazing.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.